This episode is brought to you by my good friends at Huzo. Huzo is an acronym for human sound. Huzo delivers uniquely enhanced human toning sounds through headphones as well as through pads placed on your major acupuncture meridians on your body, which are your wrist and your ankles, thereby introducing a specific modulated frequency that are balancing and harmonizing throughout your body. One session takes about 30 minutes, and during that time, a strange series of tones create a natural resonance in your body that Huzo claims counteracts the harmful EMFs, toxins, and stresses you are exposed to during the day or just normal living, all while balancing the body, leaving you with a clear head, improved health, better sleep, and the feeling of calmness and well-being. You can try one at www.thisishuzo.com/rebel. Use the code REBEL25 to save $25. The folks at Huzo even have a great payment solution for you with terms up to 12 months. Check it out. I highly recommend this machine. It has changed my life and calmed me out. Thank you and enjoy this episode.
We have found out that Kepro can help with sugar cravings. They can cause few cravings for a short period of time. And that's when I'll get a phone call and someone says, "What have you done to me? I'm starving to death." I'm like, "What are you craving?" "Sugar and carbs." I'm like, "Stay away from them for 2 weeks and you'll be great."
Welcome to the Rebel Health Coach Podcast with Tom Underwood. Armed with truth and knowledge, your journey to a healthy lifestyle can be obtained. Preventative wellness, quality nourishment, and daily fitness routines dramatically improve your outlook on life as a whole. And you'll find the support and info you need to accomplish a healthier lifestyle here. Together, we can empower each other along our journey to an amazing you.
Welcome to the Rebel Health Coach Podcast. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing Leslie Cannon. Leslie has 25 years of experience in the food industry. This gave her the experience to understand, navigate, and learn many aspects of the business. From formulations, R&D challenges, quality control standards, manufacturing, retail channels, and distribution. The love of learning about how food impacts the body became of great interest to Leslie. And after studying for many years, interacting with scientists, microbiologists, and PhDs about how food impacts our bodies, Leslie's personal physician asked her to formulate a food product for his cancer patients. This started the journey to creating Kepro. From her own immune and digestive problems, she started formulating and found out what worked well for her. This became Kepro. Kepro is a kefir protein probiotic, hence the name Kepro. Kefir protein probiotic. Kepro is a natural whole food created to maintain your digestive health and fill in the gaps of what is lost in the American diet. I hope you enjoy this episode of the Rebel Health Coach Podcast as much as I did recording it with Leslie and learning about Kepro myself. Much love and enjoy the show. Today's guest on the Rebel Health Coach Podcast is Leslie Cannon. Leslie, welcome to the Rebel Health Coach Podcast.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here today.
Thank you for taking the time to chat with me about Kepro.
Absolutely.
Before we begin, who is Leslie Cannon?
Leslie Cannon. I have 25 years experience in the food industry. That's given me a lot of understanding to navigate and learn many aspects of the business, from formulations to R&D challenges, understanding QC standards, manufacturing, retail channels, and distribution. I'm also a mother, a grandmother, lover of horses, a 70s music Christian, love helping people, and really love getting into how certain foods affect our body for the positive or the negative.
Well, that's a lot to be said, and food is definitely of value. Real food. Eat real food is all I like to say. Eat real food. And the one of the things, and this is pretty important today, especially now that we have this outbreak of coronavirus, because the gut health is ultimately control of our immune system. What is Kepro, first of all, and what was the catalyst for your development of this Kepro?
Kepro is a whole food. It's a multifunctional food, but it is a fermented dairy with whole coconut. So that gives you your all your symbiotic probiotics, which is the way nature intended them to be. But it also gives you your healthy fats, oils, proteins, minerals, vitamins, all in one that all work together to help your body disperse it throughout your system and use it properly and effectively, the way nature intended it to be.
Nice, nice. Now, is Kepro in a liquid or is it a powder?
It is a powder. It most definitely is a powder. That's to help give it shelf life. It's to help protect everything, keep it protected so we keep it frozen. That keeps everything the way it should be. That's about it.
Okay, so does when you ship Kepro, since it's frozen, so it has to be shipped on ice?
Yes, we do put it in an insulated container or bag, and then we put ice packs in it and ship it in 2 days. But we do that so that you're getting the total value. You're getting it the way it should be.
Okay, that's good. Not cheap to ship, but good.
Right, not cheap to ship, but we took the time to make a really good product, and we want you to get it in really good shape.
So they should basically refrigerate this upon receiving it.
Yes, absolutely. Put it in your refrigerator and you'll be fine. Also, when you open it and you go back to reseal it, just kind of press the bag, get the air out of it and reseal it and you're good to go.
Okay, good. Now, before we hear more about Kepro, I think first we should start with the gut. I am a firm believer in gut health is king. And that, as Hippocrates said many, many years ago, all disease begins in the gut.
Absolutely.
So, and the other thing is you can't micromanage your gut because you will lose the battle very quickly.
That is very true. And that is well stated.
So let me ask you this. Is Kepro the K-E from kefir and the pro from probiotic?
Yes, it is. Wow. Very smart.
Well, that kind of came to me when I was preparing for this because, I mean, this is a relatively new product on the market. And after researching this, I don't see anything else out there that combines the kefir with a probiotic in a powdered form.
Well, actually, all kefir, or the original form of kefir, is a probiotic. That's why it's a cultured dairy food. But what's happening, in order to manufacture it, they had to remove a lot of those to extend the shelf life and get the flavor profile. So your original kefir, Kepro has all that original in it, and that's what the science touts about. When you look at all the research papers on kefir, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about all the microbes, but then they're also talking about the minerals and vitamins that also work with it in a symbiotic relationship that works very well and has worked very well in the humans for over 2,000 or 3,000 years.
What exactly is kefir?
Kefir is a fermented dairy product. Many people use cow's milk or goat's milk to do that with. Those are the two preferred, and it's better to do it with a whole fat milk.
Okay, now that, as with any milk, we want to use a quality, grass-fed, free-range cattle.
A2 gene, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Let's talk about the A2 gene for a minute.
The A2 gene, what we have found out when I first started hearing about it, I wasn't sure if it was marketing hype or if it's really some truth to it. Well, it came to find out that there is some truth to it, and it was proven to me. So, yes, what it is that the proteins in the A2 gene do not bother people, and people are able to break them down efficiently, whereas the A1 gene, which is really mostly only in the United States, the rest of the world is A2 gene, a lot of people have a hard time digesting that particular protein. So it can cause inflammation or it can just make you uncomfortable and give you little digestive issues.
So the A2 gene milk that is over in Europe and not in the United States a lot of, because most of our cows are not grass fed.
Right. and they're fed things that we really don't want them to be eating. But then you do have really good small dairies that do. They do the right thing. They feed them properly. They take very good care of them. And that is something that Jack Mathis really, when in studying all of this, he was actually on Mathis Dairy here in Atlanta. His father actually started it in 1912. He is the one that introduced me to kefir and gave me the research on it. But his biggest thing was how the cow is raised, how it's treated, how it's fed, and how they are milked are all very important. And in the commercial side of it, that kind of gets lost because it's about production and mass quantity, whereas your small dairy, they can't do either one of those. So it's about the quality, taking care of everything and giving you a really good value for your money and a very healthy product for your body.
Okay, good. So kefir contains a probiotic called Lactobacillus kefiri.
Yes.
And also a carbohydrate called kefirin.
Right.
Which and it both, can also... Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. It also can contain up to 60 different strands of probiotics in it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Between 30 and 60.
Okay.
But now they are going to change. Your natural kefirs are going to change with the seasons, kind of like everything's supposed to change. Not dramatically, but a little bit in numbers. Whereas your commercial is always going to be the same.
Okay. Okay. Now let's talk about the probiotic side. We got the kefir side, the probiotic side. Tell us a little bit about the probiotic part of the kefir, KePro.
First of all, we have in KePro, we have 33 billion CFUs per gram that's tested. That means if you did a full serving, that's 717 billion probiotics. That is also your healthy yeast and molds, which naturally work together with your 30 to 60 probiotics that are naturally found in it. They work very well in a symbiotic relationship. And believe it or not, some of them cannot survive without each other. So it's important that they stay natural and in the natural numbers. That really helps. And when these get into your digestive system, they help to break down your food. They help build up your immune system. They help protect your mouth from bacteria and gum disease. They help create biofilms in your intestines, protect them from pathogens. And they also help protect pathogens from taking hold in your stomach as well.
So basically, you took this kefir and walk me through the process of freeze drying this.
Because well, there's some secrets there, but yeah.
Well, you don't have to tell us the secrets, but
right.
Tell us how. First of all, where did this? I mean, I know you a little bit of your backstory. This came from a physician asked you to make this because I guess he's a cancer doctor.
No, actually, it was my personal physician.
Okay.
And I went into him for something back in 2011, and he looked at me and he said, Leslie, I have cancer patients, and most of them starve to death. They don't really die from the treatment. He said, I know you're in the food industry. How about helping try to come up with something? He goes, they need calories. They need something that's easy on them, that's not cooked, that's cold, and that they can easily swallow. The part that he had left out in this was we didn't quite at that point understand what causes cancer patients or people in general to lose their appetite. And that goes back to the probiotics. And that's one of the things that really excited me about the fermented kefir, a fermented dairy, was the probiotics in there can help you have a healthy appetite. They can also help you get rid of cravings. So we worked on this for quite some time, and it actually does work. Now, does that mean you can turn around and give it to a cancer patient and naturally everything's great? No. You need to be a healthy person and you need to have good gut bacteria flora. And then when you add KePro to it, it's going to help you get through that system and that time much easier.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the freeze-dried part of this and how that happened.
Ooh, that was a challenge. Basically, KePro in its liquid form is very strong. So that means the stronger it is, the more active the microbes are, which means the shorter the shelf life. So after 3 days, it's not exactly palatable. After 7 days, it blows up in the refrigerator. me, I'm a microbiologist. We said, okay, liquid form is not going to cut it. So, of course, you know, being a microbiologist, we had to carefully do a slow and low, what we call a drying process that protects the food, protects the microbes, protects the nutrients, and it works very, very well. So that way we've extended the shelf life. We've also changed it into a smoothie base. So that way a lot of people really don't like the flavor profile of kefir so much. But with this, you're adding a liquid to it. You can add the fruits and vegetables that you want. And it actually kind of covers up that taste that most people are not real crazy about. Plus, Kepro naturally has a very mild kefir flavor.
Okay. I was going to say, because I've tried kefir in the past, and I'm not a big fan.
I was not either. So coming from the food industry, the few things that you look at is flavor profile, shelf life, of course, quality of the food, and making it agreeable with people. The other thing that we decided to do was everybody's a little bit different. So Kepro is adjustable. You can use as little as you need or as much as you need. You can start out with a small amount and work your way up. And that's something that you can't do with a pill.
Yeah, I was going to say the other part about the pill and supplements is a lot of people have a hard time swallowing capsules.
Yes, absolutely.
So this is another positive about the kefir, or Kepro, I'm sorry, is that it comes in a powdered form, so you can mix it with a shake in the morning or in the afternoon or whatever you drink your shakes. The other part I liked about it is that you can titrate this to different levels.
Yes, absolutely.
So if somebody's first starting out with the Kepro and you don't want to do the whole dose, you want to kind of titrate it up. Correct?
Absolutely. Yes. If you don't, you might have negative symptoms or negative side effects that people are not too crazy about, which being your gas, your bloating, possibly constipation, diarrhea. But what I try to tell people is that if your gut is unhealthy, you've got what we call bad bugs. So you're going to put in a bunch of good bugs into your body, and now you're starting World War III. So you can either nuclear bomb it and have all of that going on and feel it, or you can start really low and slow and not notice it as much. Do it over time, be consistent with it, and the good bacteria will overtake the bad bacteria with very low symptoms.
And I'm sure you've had people that use this in the past and follow the, how many scoops in a normal serving?
What we actually found out, we actually started it at 2 scoops. We quickly found out that for most people, that is way, way too much. So most people top out at 1 scoop. So that automatically gives you 20, and many people cannot even start at that. They have to start at a quarter, work the way up to half, and then work up to a one full. Kepro is designed to also help with constipation issues. So if you do have constipation issues, you need to watch your dry matter, your liquid intake, your electrolytes, and do 2 scoops. And that gives you all the fiber, the electrolytes, the healthy oils and fats that all work together to get that digestive system moving, break down your food properly, and move it through the colon correctly.
Okay, so you can start with a quarter scoop and go up and as you need or feel, because I know the ultimate goal is to take and get those bad bugs out of your gut and replace them with the good bugs from the Kepro.
Yes.
And like you said, if we add the full dose of 1 full scoop or 2 full scoops at one, it's going to cause a little bit of a disturbance in your gut, kind of like World War III, as you said.
Yes, it would not be a walk in the park. And most people want their guts to feel like a walk in the park. They want to see the birds and the sunshine and walk through the sidewalks with no disturbances. So that's why we go low and slow.
Okay. So what do you recommend as far as a shake base for this product?
Well, that really depends. And this is where my health coaches are just invaluable to have. And a lot of them really do help people with the Kepro. If you have constipation issues, it's really good to put it with coconut water and some fruits that have more water in it. If you're having digestive issues, it's better to pair it with your digestive enzymes, which is going to be your pineapple, mango, papaya. And then my favorite is a mixture of the pineapple antioxidants, which is going to be your pineapple, blueberries, and strawberries, which is really good. I only recommend a half a cup of fruit. I also did suffer from hypoglycemia very severely. And when I started doing the half a cup of fruit in Kepro with whole milk, my hypoglycemia completely leveled out. Also, the heart palpitation stopped. It took care of my constipation issues, so it worked very well. And that was something that I did not realize, that I was very low in calcium, which was creating these issues, which was fascinating to find out.
Okay, so let me play the devil's advocate a bit. What about lactose intolerance?
Lactose intolerance basically means that you lack the digestive enzyme lactase, so that you have a problem breaking down the sugars in it. But Kepro is a fermented product, so therefore the microbes in the fermentation break down the lactose, so it should not be a problem for you whatsoever. Now, if you're adding milk to it where the lactose is not being broken down, that can cause some issues for you. But once you start doing it long enough, that issue will subside.
Yeah, I don't know if I would recommend adding milk to this from my end.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's, especially if we're doing, like you said, the A1 gene of milk, or the milk form that we often see here in the United States. So I would, you know, I would go with an antioxidant like a blueberry or strawberry. And the pineapple for the bromelain is an awesome add. And then whatever, like coconut water or regular water.
Now, with your regular water, you have to be careful because it has chlorine in it, which kills probiotics. So you want to make sure you have a dechlorinated, good quality water, and absolutely.
Okay. That's a good point, because tap water is not something that's, it basically has a lot of toxins in it. It's
Yes, it does.
Not to mention chlorine, but it also has, you know, fluorides and other garbage. So we'd want to go with a filtered water or a very good quality water in that aspect of it.
Right. Now, I do have people that put this in their yogurt, have them making overnight oatmeal bowls with it.
Oh, nice.
They do all kinds of things. I have people that sprinkle it on like a chicken salad. They'll sprinkle a little bit and roll it up. And so they'll do a little bit, you know, throughout the day on different things. So you don't have to necessarily just do it as a shake. You can just let your imagination run wild. And I've even got a group now that's doing what they call Kepro shots, which is they bring down the liquid and they put it, you know, they're doing a small amount. So they just do a little bit of fruit, the coconut water and the Kepro, stir it up and do it as a shot. But then again, you know, you need to make sure that everything is in balance for your body with your fluids and your solids and everything else.
I hope that you are enjoying today's episode of the Rebel Health Coach Podcast. I am taking a minute to interrupt the show. Sorry about that, but I need to do some general housekeeping for the new year. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you frustrated you can't lose weight no matter what you do? Are you tired of taking handfuls of medications every day and still feel horrible and tired? Is that you? Well, then I have 4 open spots available for the first quarter of 2020. And all you have to do is book a free 20-minute consultation with me to discuss yourself, what your issues are, and we can talk about if I can help you. So all you need to do to book that 20-minute consultation is go to my website, www.thomunderwood.net, tomunderwood.net, and go to services at the top, scroll to the bottom of the page, click the link, and schedule a free 20-minute consultation with me to talk about you and to see if I can help you, and also to see if we're a good fit. Let me help you get off that roller coaster, get off that hamster wheel, and lose the weight and feel optimal in 2020. Thank you, and enjoy the remainder of this show. Let's talk about dairy food sensitivities. here, because that's another issue besides lactose intolerance. There's a lot of people that have a dairy food sensitivity, which normally comes from the A1 gene milk.
Comes from the A2 gene milk.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Right.
Because you're using the A2 gene milk.
Right. We're using A2 gene milk so it doesn't bother you. Okay. But you also need to remember that not only does it break down the sugar in the fermentation process, but it also breaks down a large portion of the proteins as well. So then they are turned into peptides. What that really means is that for people who are really suffering from digestive issues, their body doesn't have to really work hard to get the nutrition out of it. It's already broken down and bioavailable for them.
So, like, I use a lot of tart cherry juice for people with inflamed gastrointestinal issues.
Yes.
So, would you recommend, like, a concentrated tart cherry juice?
Absolutely. That is one thing that I do my own self. So I'll do like a tablespoon. It works great on inflammation. Reduce sugar intake as well. Reduce your other foods that might cause inflammation. But tart cherry juice works fantastic.
Okay. Yeah, sugar intake is another biggie because that's the number one enemy of anybody's body is sugars because yes. they're everywhere. And a lot of hidden sugars. So people don't even realize they're intaking massive amounts of sugar without realizing it.
That is true.
So we got to look out for that. Now, where do people find Kepro?
Kepro mostly is sold through nutritionists, naturopaths, dietitians, doctors, those kind of people, mostly because a lot of people do need help or they do have issues. And it is a really good tool for practitioners to incorporate into their plan to help people. But it also is available at good nutrition stores in Atlanta.
Okay, just in Atlanta, though.
Right.
But that must be because of the shelf life.
No, it's mostly just because I really like it going through practitioners versus okay. retail. People, when it's sitting on the shelf, they really don't know what it is. It's a new product, so they're probably not going to reach for it. Usually you reach for things that you identify with. So that's kind of...
Okay, so that's why you're kind of using the practitioner route?
Yes, the practitioner route, because Kepro, we have found out, is a living food. And what we found out is a lot of people are not used to having real living foods in their bodies. And they get a lot of effects for it. They don't really know how to handle it. So the practitioners can help them navigate how to incorporate that into their body till the body gets acclimated to it. We have found out that Kepro can help with sugar cravings. They can cause few cravings for a short period of time. And that's when I'll get a phone call and someone says, "What have you done to me? I'm starving to death." I'm like, "What are you craving?" "Sugar and carbs." I'm like, "Stay away from them for 2 weeks and you'll be great." And that goes back to that battle that's going on.
Right.
Kepro, because it is a living food and because the probiotics are in the actual food, when you actually add fluid to it and the fruit to it, you're actually waking those microbes up before you ever put them into your body. And they already start breaking down the sugars and the fruit that you add to it. So by the time you swallow it and it gets down to your stomach, it is completely active.
Okay. Now, so the PPI is going to cause more issues. If can they drink this if they're taking a proton pump inhibitor?
They can. What we've kind of found is that people can start doing the Kepro, and a lot of times, depending upon what the underlying issue really is, they can begin to wean themselves off of PPIs. Because the Kepro, a lot of people, when I'm demoing it, they come in and they try a sample, they walk around, they come back and get some more, and then they look at me with this really strange look in their face and they go, "Wow, I can really feel the difference. I have stomach issues, my stomach always hurts, and in just that short period of time, it's actually calming down." So it coats and protects your stomach. A lot of times, people who have H. pylori issues will have these kind of issues also, or people who are not really digesting their food very well. So Kepro kind of comes in and helps that along.
All right. How long have you been on the market?
We have been on the market just barely a little over a year.
Okay. And what kind of feedback have you gotten out there from people that are using it or have used it and continue to use it?
It's really been amazing. The first lady who came back to me, she said, "Leslie, it cured my eczema." I'm like, "Oh, wait a minute. That's kind of big. But we do have people that say it does cure up their eczema. I've had different practitioners say that's from different reasons. Mostly, I think they agree that it's from a candida overgrowth. I've had I've had a couple people that actually are going through chemotherapy, and it just helps coat and soothe their stomach, and it's one of the few things that they can actually keep down, and they actually feel better. My older people get on it, and they go, wow, I just feel really good. They are the ones that normally don't have a lot of symptoms. It just gives them a lot more energy, focus. It has a calming effect. So if people that have anxiety, it can actually help bring it down and increase their focus better.
Okay. So basically, as with everything about the gut, if we fix the gut, we're going to feel better.
We're going to feel better, and then the body can start healing itself.
And you're going to sleep better.
You will sleep better. You will have better bowel movements. You will feel better. You will have more energy. That's the other thing. They just feel like they have more energy. You will digest your food better. So the body can start functioning better.
And also skin conditions like eczema, vitiligo, some of the other conditions of dry skin. Have you seen a lot of, well, you said that one lady got rid of the eczema, which makes sense. I mean, you fix the gut, you're going to fix the skin condition.
Right. Plus, you do have the healthy oils from the coconut in there also.
That's right. Okay.
So you have the healthy fibers, which are going to help bring water to the colon to help everything. Plus, you have your coconut. So everything that's in coconut is also in Kepro. So your fiber, your electrolytes, and your healthy oils and fats, which is really good for the body.
All right. Let's talk about the vitamins part of the Kepro.
Yes.
What vitamins and minerals come from this Kepro?
Kepro, it's going to have your B12, your magnesium, your phosphorus, your calcium, potassium, and they all work really well together.
That's
and
awesome.
Research has showed that it can actually help with osteoporosis as well.
Oh, that makes sense too, though, in reality. Because now you're going to be able to break down the stuff that you need to reverse the osteoporosis or help with your osteoporosis issues.
Right. Kepro has, the fermented dairy part of Kepro has all the elements that your body needs to properly uptake the calcium and to properly distribute through the body and properly use it for what it needs to be used. If you don't have everything that your body needs, somewhere something's going to get shortchanged.
Right. Tell me more about the future of Kepro and what the plans are for the company.
Well, we are hoping to educate more practitioners, get them on it so they can help their clients with it better. We really right now believe that that is the best avenue for it because, like I said, most people are not used to living foods. They also need a really good education on what foods help, or as I put it, what foods heal and what foods kill. And a lot of times people do not realize that a lot of the foods that you're taking are killing your gut bacteria, your preservatives, your toxins, your chemicals, your pesticides, all of those do damage daily. So is your caffeine, your alcohols. So you're diminishing your gut bacteria. And that's why so many people have bad bacteria. Also, when you do processed foods, there's no enzymes in that food to help your body break it down. And when you do too much of that or get too many carbs, your gut becomes very unhealthy and your body has a really hard time processing it. And there's not enough nutrition in that to keep your body where it needs to be. So when they start getting educated on use good quality healthy foods, your vegetables and your fruits, and try to stay with organics to limit your pesticides, your waxins, and your toxins, which is really important nowadays because there's so much of it. You know, as long back in the 70s, we were only getting a little bit of these things. Now we're inundated with just about everything that we eat. So it's really important to understand that and to start looking at your food as, is this helping me or is this hurting me?
Right. That's an understatement. I mean, our society is built on mainly processed foods. And unfortunately, people don't understand the repercussions of unhealthy processed foods and what they do to our gut health, which causes a lot of things, including inflammation, including immune system dysfunction. So basically, if you're doing something healthy for your gut, like Kepro, you're going to increase your immune system. You're going to increase your sleep. You're going to increase your health. You're going to feel better. And any really good probiotic is going to cost some money.
Yes, they do.
And so you can't just go to Walmart or the local Kroger and buy a probiotic and try and save money, because you're doing yourself an injustice.
Absolutely.
So I know the drying process of this kefir is not cheap. So this price point is not going to be an inexpensive part, but the bottom line is any probiotic that you're going to use on a monthly basis is going to cost you a little bit of money.
But you have to look at it as you're investing in your health.
Exactly.
Take care of your body and your body will take care of you. The other part of it is you have to look at the long term. You know, in the short term, these processed foods that we all like and enjoy don't really seem to affect us. But in the long term, it really does. And you run into all kinds of health issues. And I cannot tell you when I'm sampling Kepro how many people come in with so many issues, but they really don't understand how they got in the position they're in. I've had women especially, they do coffee in the morning, then they do lemon water with their meals, and then they do tea, which are all diuretics, and then they have constipation. Well, you can't just drink things that are diuretics. If you have sugar imbalances like hypoglycemia and you do your Gatorades and your sodas, that will also dehydrate you because your body's going to dump that sugar. So you're going to eliminate it. So now you're dehydrated. So a lot of people do have dehydration issues. They're just not really aware of it, along with all the other issues. So teaching people how to eat properly and to really look at the foods and understand what they're putting in their body really is key.
Yeah, I review a lot of people's lab work from the physicians, and I see a lot of dehydration going on, and I tell them they're not, you know, when I tell them they're not drinking enough water, or they're drinking too much coffee, or they're drinking too much wine is a big one.
Yeah, it is.
And they're like, well, I drink a lot of water. I said, but you're drinking things that are dehydrating you as well. So, you know, and that goes back to really, and this is why I say gut health is king, because it always circles back around to the gut health.
It does.
So if you fix your gut health and you spend the money to invest in your gut health, you're going to overall save yourself money from all the other issues that are going along with an unhealthy gut.
Right. You really do. It's what we call now, pay now or pay later.
Right.
You can pay in good quality food, or you can pay later in trying to figure out and fix what's wrong with you.
I think people understand that at a different level, as far as like when they go to get an oil change for their car, you know, and they go to an inexpensive place to get the oil changed, and then they find out that their car is not running as well, or gas. Another one is gas you put in your car.
Yeah, it is.
You know, so if you're using ethanol versus a real gasoline, you're really doing your engine of the car dysfunction or an injustice, as with a horrible probiotic versus a good probiotic.
Right. You're going to shorten the shelf life of your car. And if you change that, you're going to shorten the shelf life of your body.
Right.
So if you want to have a long, healthy life and enjoy your older age, take care of your body now.
Well said. Now, I am going to try this Kepro out for my gut health, because I have some gut health issues and they mainly stem from stress.
Oh, yeah. Stress can really get you.
I run in a fight or flight mode most of the day, and it really does itself an injustice in my gut. So I can't wait to get my sample of this. And I'm also going to have this available on my website. So you can order it from me and it'll be shipped from you in cold packs.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Then I'm reaching out to some other practitioners so we can get the train rolling for you. But are you going to do some trade shows, or you got stuff on mind for where to go to set up to address these practitioners?
I came from the food world, which is your Krogers, your Walmarts, and all of those. So I'm just now starting to kind of learn where to find them.
Okay.
We're also approaching some GAP practitioners as well.
Okay.
Because they're well-diverse and well-rounded, educated on kefir, and they use it in their program already. And this is mostly going to help people that don't know how to make it, don't have the time to make it, or, you know, they just want a better quality. because Kepro is stronger than your normal kefir that you make at home.
All right, let's talk about GAPS for a minute, because GAPS stands for gut and psychology syndrome.
Yes.
Which is a term that was invented by Dr. Nastasha Campbell McBride, who designed the GAPS diet. And the GAPS diet was basically built for people who have conditions such as leaky gut. When you have leaky gut, things are leaking out of your gut into your body, which are foreign substances. The GAPS protocol is basically to eliminate these things that cause the gut to leak. So you say that this get a lot of people from the GAPS or GAPS diet people or preach GAPS diet basically is an elimination diet of sorts to get rid of the grains and stuff that causes our gut to leak. So this makes sense that they're using the Kepro, because the Kepro is going to tighten the junctions of your gut.
Yes.
So that's good. So basically, Kepro is going to help us tighten the junctions of our gut to stop it from leaking. It's also going to cause our guts to be super healthy. So, yeah, I could see where the people from the GAPS people would be using this, and that's awesome.
Right.
Now, as far as trade shows for you, there's one coming up in May that's in Orlando, and that's put on by the A4M, which is anti-aging. And I'll send you a link to them so you can reach out to them. They have a fantastic show twice a year. One's in Vegas, which is in the winter, and the spring one is always in Orlando. And I'll send you a link for that. And they have like a trade show set up. They also have great lectures, but the trade show is for people to walk around and see what's out there. So that'd be a good place for you guys to set up, and I'll send you a link.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
So is there anything you want to add that we missed today?
Well, I would like to reiterate again that when you're drinking your probiotics instead of taking them in a pill, it starts in the mouth. And the first line of defense is your mouth. So when your mouth has healthy bacteria in it, you help eliminate gum disease, bad breath, and you're also at your first body's line of defense from pathogens. So your probiotics should start in your mouth and go all the way through your system. That's why food probiotics, natural food probiotics, are the best.
Okay, good, good. I can't wait to try this, Leslie. I think you said you were going to mail out today. You ship on Mondays, right?
I ship on Mondays and Tuesdays only. That ensures that you get it before the weekend, because the post office may hold it. And at that point, we don't have enough coolant in it to last that many days. So we try to get it to you within 2 days, three at the most.
When you're shipping from, what area? What area are you shipping from?
We're in Atlanta, Atlanta area. So we do ship out throughout the country. And we will add ice packs, or not as many, depending upon where we're shipping out to. You know, if it's in the middle of the summer, you're shipping to Florida, of course, you're going to have to put more ice packs in.
Right.
If it's in the wintertime, you're shipping up to Idaho, you don't have to put that many in.
All right. So let's talk about the shipping and the cost a little bit. Is shipping free on the product?
It is. It's built into the price of the product, yes. So shipping is free.
And what is the cost of the product?
The cost of the product shipped to you is $70.
Okay. So that's a good price, really, because it's a month's supply, correct?
It's a month's supply. It is.
So any good probiotic is going to cost you $50 plus.
Yes.
So this is a product that you can, A, you don't have a capsule to chug down your throat. And if anybody's ever chugged a good, healthy probiotic down their throat, it's not an easy capsule to swallow. Two, you can titrate the doses on this to build up to it. And once you get your gut fixed, you can back down from it. So theoretically, you could start with a package, make it last a month, and then after your gut's healthy, you can back it down to last a month.
Right. Absolutely. And we do kind of recommend Monday through Friday and give your body the weekend off.
Okay.
So actually, it can go a little bit more.
Okay,
than
good.
A month. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, that's what I do. I take a supplement holiday on Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And that's just good for your body. It kind of just lets it rejuvenate. A lot of times we cheat on our diet. So if you're doing a lot of alcohol, you might as well pass on it anyway. So yeah, that's just a good way to kind of do it.
All right. Now, as with every guest on my show, I ask this amazing question of, If Leslie had 30 to 45 minutes to kill, what album or artist would you listen to?
The Eagles, Hotel California.
Great album. Great album. Yes. They were just here in Atlanta. They opened their tour up here. And they did the Hotel California cover to cover.
They did. Yeah. They did. Yeah.
And I heard some good reviews and I heard some mixed reviews. So I don't know. I'm not going to. First of all, the prices of the tickets weren't in my price range.
I heard that.
And secondly, I don't know if I want to go back that far in my life.
Right.
I do love the album. And if I listen to it from time to time, it's through my iPhone app, iMusic app, and that's good for me. So it's a great album and it's an amazing album, actually. But
it really is. It's just something that, it has carried over through the generations.
And I appreciate you joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I have greatly enjoyed it.
I'm looking forward to trying the Key Pro out and seeing what it does. And I will give you my feedback.
I also hope you'll let your listeners know what your feedback is on it as well.
I will. I will do that for sure, because I got to do a solo show pretty soon. So I'm going to throw that in there after I try it for a couple weeks.
Awesome. Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining in today with the Rebel Health Coach, Tom Underwood. And be sure to subscribe to the show so you can catch all the episodes. With desire and commitment, you can implement a lifestyle of wellness and fitness. For the support, encouragement, and tools you need to be successful, visit TomUnderwood.net.